Doop-be-doop. Well, oh, sporadic. Now I get it. Oi, now I get it. Now I get it. It's reading my mind. Why isn't it letting me do the chatty thing? Oh, well. No. Maybe something's happening here. Hello. There you go. Just say hello. Don't ask questions. Don't give answers. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is a world of juxtapositions, right? Wow. It is Tuesday, January 28th, so we're near the end of the first month of 2025. Wow. Cheers to those that made it. Cheers, then. Oh, I'm in there somewhere, look. That's the real rebel in me right there. The real against the grain, against the tide of oncoming shite. That's the real rebel in me. Drinking my coffee by not holding the handle of my mug directly over my computer. Whoa, careful. So I want to talk about words a little bit, because they become triggers and reminders, triggers and reminders, triggers and reminders. You know, a certain word will set you off, a certain phrase will set you off, someone speaking in a certain manner of it, using their words. So I'm going to release some instrumental versions of my past music fairly soon, and I would like to give people the opportunity to listen to the music and see if it brings forth any feelings. I'm going to take all the lyric out, because obviously when I write something, it has a specific message, because the words we use are the words we use. And I wrote many years ago a song, and I heard it. I actually sat and listened to the instrumental version of it, and I thought, wow, it's quite a good, I believe it's a brilliant piece of music. So, and people can use it then as background to their to their podcasts or films or TV shows or whatever. People could use the music, the instrumental music, and then hopefully on the back end, I get paid a little bit, so as my labors are not lost in the ever-changing world that we live in. You know, it would be nice if somebody paid me to use my music in their films, etc., or if they want to contact me, and I'm easily contactable, and if I believe your project is worthy of a free gift, I will grant you the permission to use the music, and accept no reward, you know, or the reward is the giving. You see, this is another sort of like twist on what you give away and what's taken from you, right? Because most things you give away anyway, quite happily. As long as you've got food, shelter, healthcare, and education, and you can survive in a tumultuous world, you are already giving yourself to people. And a lot of people that I listen to are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But I do have to pay a little supplement, you know, a subscription for some of them to hear all of their content rather than part of their content. I'm quite content with part of their content most of the time. But sometimes I'm like, oof, they got interested in a subject and were covering it really well. And I was enjoying it. And then they said, right, the second half of this broadcast, you have to join this or pay a subscription. I'm okay with that. I don't necessarily need to go the full distance because I'm pretty sure I got a grasp of what you were talking about in the first half. But some cases I'm very curious, and curiosity is a good thing. It's a good thing because it leads to knowledge. So stay curious. But I was also reminded of the spoken word that I've used, the lyrics, the poetry I've used for some of my songs, and how even I, who made the videos to accompany them, they were always like an accompaniment. Some of them were like spot on, and the others were kind of like too generalized. But yeah. Why trigger this? Why do I call this smash the cage, smashing the cage? Why did I? Oh, because of the song I wrote called Smash the Cage, because someone had posted on Facebook, an old friend. And I say old friend when I haven't seen him for quite a long time, but I do know through his social media that he's struggling a lot with his health. And, you know, at the end of our lives, sometimes we struggle with our health. And our job then is to try and stay as healthy as possible and try and continue to contribute. And contribute to what? Well, to contribute to trying to build a better future out of the tools we have during this duality that we have called the human experience. And sometimes we break down and we have to go into the repair shop, and sometimes we don't. And if you've got a friend that's going in the repair shop, give them a heads up. Say, hey, come on. Positive attitude. Keep going as long as we can. It's all that it is, really, isn't it? Keep going as long as you can. But stop following fools. That's the other one that I keep coming back to, because what happens is we end up trusting people who present themselves as an authority over you. They present themselves as an authority. You know, some people have that swagger, you know, I don't know, current politicians, swagger. They don't know any more than you do, but they present themselves as an authority. Doctors, they've done the same. Some scientists have done the same. They have this swagger, and it's like, it's not true. I don't know anything. I know nothing. I'm willing to explore infinite possibilities, and wherever possible, I'll change an or into an and, you know, left or right, or left and right, you know, right and wrong, you know, all of them. Because if we don't deviate from the path they put out for us, I won't go into that because we've done that, covered that. It's, you know, there is no they if you disobey. It's a lyric that I used on one of my songs, but the what it is is obey your own authority, be your own authority. But when we get frail, our faith in self wavers. And that's when some authority will step in and say, I know what's best for you. Now, that's submitting to trust. And if it's someone you know and someone you trust, then you probably got to. But the thing is, it's not following fools. At that point, you've already allowed the desperation of your physical well-being to dominate your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. You still have a choice. I mean, I've had great discussions with people that have made very odd choices, very, very odd choices, including myself. And those odd choices can be a way of defining themselves or myself. You know, you define yourself by that which you understand, and you understand by taking it in, dwelling on it for a bit, and then making a decision. It's all about choice. But the thing is, if you don't activate the choice, you end up following something. You know, I mean, am I following the teachings of all the philosophers that I've read? Am I following the teachings of the natural history that I have in my memory, which is 68 years long? So is it the history that I've read about in antiquity, sat in the back room of reference libraries, trying to find the oldest book with the oldest wisdom? Is it any of those? Well, or is it all of them? Is life's experience teaching me to know that I actually really know nothing? Because looking at the past gives you a perspective in the now, right? But you can't see the future. You can't see the past, but it gives you a perspective and a perception of the future. And that perception is one of self-doubt, because we have made mistakes. We will make mistakes. We don't want to make mistakes. So the idea is to try and keep the course pretty straight. Don't go too far over here. Don't go too far over here. You try and stay in that middle lane, and you just go, okay, it's fine. I'm allowed to be here. I'm keeping my speed at a steady pace, and I'm learning to understand this and bring it into this. You know, it's packet of crisps. That's the phrase I use whenever I'm trying to describe the undescribable, because it doesn't mean anything, especially here, you know, where the language is slightly deviated. You know, America, American English, it's different from English a little bit, and it's just words. But the thing is, those words, now I'm going to read the lyrics to Smash the Cage. I'm going to include in my release of instrumentals that I will start. I'll be doing it on Bandcamp. I won't be doing it on any other platform. No Spotify, no, I won't even, I'll put them up on SoundCloud, which is kind of a free platform or free-ish platform for musicians to post their music. And I'll put them out for purchase on Bandcamp. And they'll all be instrumentals. I'm going to put together albums of instrumentals, and you know, you can purchase the album, and then I'll try and write something that I give you permission to use this in your films. And then, but you first must contact me, because, you know, as the songwriter, you have to have permission. Otherwise, you're going to get you know, silly copyright strikes. I'd play you the song right now, but because I'm even on my own channel, Tunnel Mental, playing my own music, it will give me a copyright strike. But I'm hoping that I can read the, at least the poem that accompanied the music for Smash the Cage. Because this cage is they're invisible bars. My friend who was struggling with his old age is a cage. It's not a cage. Smash the cage. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to read it. The race I was running had got rather cunning. It twisted my mind, infecting my brain. You plied me with sweetness. At first it was stunning. My ranting subsided. You smiled at my pain. My flight was curtailed by clipping my wings. I couldn't feel freedom when, so full of rage, tempted, I emptied my mind of all things. You saw that within me from inside your cage. Depraved, I am thriving, not just surviving. I'm driving back home with love in my heart. For years I've been hiding, accused of conniving. I'm taking the wheel and playing my part. The mask that I wore restricted my breathing. I was seething inside, and that just wasn't smart. I stand here before you, naked and smiling, living my truth through music and art. Smash the cage, turn the page, stop the rage. I'm making the break to restart my heart. That's a love song. It's not a call to arms. It's absolutely the opposite. It's a love song. Most of my songs are. Some are narratives, but most of them are love songs. My love for humanity, my love for life. Live, love, life. That's about it, really. I can't really go further with this commentary. Very short today, nice. I'm 5'6". It's 17:40. Yeah. All right. Keeping it short and talking to you about the importance of being yourself. Okay, there you go. Live, love, life. Peace. I love you.